The views and opinions expressed during this program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of WHIO and Cox Media Group.
This hour is sponsored by Full Life Chiropractic.
This is WHIO's Brian Kilmeade. Hi, everybody. Dayton is our number one priority. You know that. And as news breaks, we'll break in anytime. Dayton's all news and talk is 1290 95.7 WHIO.
The views and opinions expressed during this program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of WHIO and Cox Media Group.
I'm Storm Center 7 meteorologist Kirstie Zontini. We're watching the radar right now. If weather breaks, we break in immediately.
Here on 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's news and talk.
And I'm Dayton's consumer warrior, Clark Howard. You're listening to an Ask the Expert weekend.
Welcome, I'm Dr. Juan Fernandez, and this is Living the Full Life, where we talk about your health and how to achieve it to the fullest. As always, I want to remind you, we're created to be healthy, feel good, look great, and enjoy your life. My job is to teach you how to do these things so you can make that happen. So I want to welcome you today. Hopefully you all had an amazing Thanksgiving with your families and you got some time to reset. Those of you didn't get a chance to get with family. Of course, obviously, in the middle of this craziness, some people did get together with family, some didn't. Nonetheless, I hope you guys had a blessed Thanksgiving and that you are ready to go on to Christmas and enjoy that holiday season. But nonetheless, I just want to, you know, take a pause here and say that I'm thankful for you guys. I'm thankful for this radio station. Thankful for all of you who listen every single weekend and gain some knowledge to be able to impact your family positively when it comes to health and well-being. So I'm just so thankful to be on the airwaves and just, you know, share the message of truth and healing and where it comes from and how to achieve that naturally without drugs and surgery. So just big shout out to our big and almighty God for blessing us with all the blessings that, you know, that we are blessed with every single day. Even though the world can look like it's ending, it could look at, it could be the worst time in the world. Nonetheless, we know that we can be at peace because of everything he did on the cross for us and being forgiven for our sins. So I'm thankful for that, and hopefully you guys once again had an amazing Thanksgiving and you got to focus on the things you should be thankful for. If you didn't, hopefully that last few seconds there got you to think about that, because whether the world looks like it's going crazy, there's still a lot of things that you could be thankful for in this amazing country we live in. So nonetheless, so I want to welcome you back to another week of Living the Full Life. As always, you can find us on Facebook at Full Life Chiropractic. You can find us on the internet at AskDrJuan.com, AskDrJuan.com. You can find us by calling our office at 937-552-7364. You press option 2. If you want to talk to somebody, it is obviously holiday weekend, so you guys can leave a message and we'll call you back. If you don't want to leave a message, you can also actually text the words, you know, dinner. If you want to come to the dinner that's coming up on December 7th, you can text a new patient. If you want to make an appointment, you can text a myriad of things, obviously, that we can, you know, clearly help you with. So nonetheless, you can text that number. You can also find us on Instagram. You can find us on podcasts via iTunes, you know, searching Living the Full Life with Dr. Juan. So a million and one ways to find us. You can do it, and we would love to help you. So today we're going to be talking about iodine and the importance of iodine in thyroid function. I know we just got done with 6 hardcore weeks of the masterclass. I think it's just appropriate to talk about nutrients and other things that are healthy that'll help you stay healthy and continue to boost your immune system naturally. So we're going to be talking about iodine and the function of that in your body, what it helps you do, what it doesn't help you do, and how to get it in your diet naturally and obviously prevent yourself from ever clearly you know, getting issues because of a lack of iodine. And, you know, one of the issues with a lack of iodine that's been linked to plenty of research out there indicating is actually breast cancer is one of the top cancers associated with a lack of iodine in your diet. And this is something that, of course, my mom dealt with. So my mom was diagnosed with breast cancer 6 years ago. And, you know, she's still alive today, and I'm so thankful. And I just want to just give a shout out. I know patients will come in and people that hear me on the radio, I was like, they always ask, like, how's your mom doing? I'm like, thank you for asking. You know, she's doing great. She's doing awesome. Hopefully we get to see her towards the end of this year and visit her. But nonetheless, breast cancer is something that is associated with iodine deficiency. And, you know, my mom always suffered from a lot of the symptomatology that I'm going to talk about today. And, You know, I keep my mom at the center of my motivation to help people not ever become like her by educating you, because she was never educated or not educated about health, and secondly, did not want to get educated about health because she was, quite frankly, too busy raising three children by herself. So, you know, my mom, obviously being my hero, you know, dealing with all these issues through her life, I can see a correlation between this and many other things that I talked about in the past that obviously have led her to get that terrible diagnosis 6 years ago. But nonetheless, we're talking about iodine today. We're talking about what it does, what it doesn't do, and how your body needs it to function. So what is iodine and why is iodine important? Iodine is obviously a mineral that we need, that we have in the periodic table. It's an element that we take in, etc. So we take that into our bodies through food. And you're supposed to have a certain amount in your body every time that you eat. And then it allows your body to function, specifically the thyroid, to function optimally. But right now, the reality is that there's such an iodine deficiency within the world that the World Health Organization actually calls it the most prevalent, easily preventable case of impaired cognitive development in children in the world. So this is literally like an issue not only for adults, but children that are developing need iodine in order for their bodies to do what they're supposed to do, which is grow and be healthy. Iodine is a trace mineral. Once again, it's an essential component of the thyroid hormones, T3 and T4. So those two hormones need iodine for them to be developed and be utilized by the body. These hormones regulate your metabolic activities. They actually also, you know, they play a role in a lot of the processes when it comes to development for children of organs, like, you know, the brain, which is pretty important. So if you have a iodine deficiency, some kids tend to have some brain issues, brain cognitive function, which is clearly obviously a detriment, because when you're young, you want to be learning, and the organ you use the most when you're learning is your brain. So it's important to have that organ be completely fed with all the minerals and vitamins that it needs. So it's something that is really, really important that your kids are consuming through their diet. The thing is that if you have an insufficient production of T3 and T4, that leads to other actual issues. So muscles, tissues such as muscles, the heart, liver, and kidneys can be affected as well as the brain when you have a decrease in iodine, which obviously will decrease your T3, T4 hormones created by the thyroid. So the iodine deficiency is such a big deal in the world, not just in the United States of America, that literally the levels have decreased 50% in the last 30 years, which is pretty astonishing, especially with the fact that we have iodized salt on our tables, which, of course, I talked about salt. And you want, of course, you know, pink Himalayan salt instead of sea salt or any other kind of salt. But nonetheless, in 2011, 70% of households globally had iodized salt. Still 70% of the globe, still 30% left, which is a lot of people. 30% of 6 billion, 7 billion people, whatever it is on Earth now. That's quite a bit of people. So it's a thing that's actually affecting a lot of people. But even more astonishing to me, there was a study conducted by Dr. David Brownstein. And this guy is literally like hailed as one of the top experts in the world when it comes to actually thyroid issues and the thyroid itself. He did a study where he tested 5,000 patients. So it's an actually statistically significant study. 5,000 patients. The sample of the population was decent, and good amount of people. It wasn't just 10 or 15 people, it was 5,000. 5,000 were tested, and 96% of those 5,000 were deficient in actual iodine. Crazy. So once again, it is something that you have to have in your body for your body to function. And, you know, the thing is this, though. This iodine deficiencies lead to a bunch of other issues. And a lot of these issues also, and I want to just talk about this for a second, a lot of the issues that are developed are actually preventable if you consume iodine. And I'm not saying go buy a bottle of iodine and, you know, eat, I mean, drink it or take all the pills in it. There is a way for you to be able to, you know, up those levels naturally with food. So I'm going to go through that here in the next few segments. But some of the disorders that are actually are a result of iodine deficiency, one of them most common and most obvious is hypothyroidism. So that's when your thyroid does not produce enough T3 and T4, which makes sense. It's like if you think of iodine as the flour for you to make a cake, right? And you're supposed to have like 4 cups of flour to make this cake, but consistently, like, you know, your partner that's helping you make the cake consistently gives you like 3 1/4 cups of, you know, flour. Your cake, you're not going to make as much cake or it's not going to taste right. So you don't have the correct ingredient amount to be able to make the correct amount of actual cake, right? Very easy analogy. So now if you don't have the correct amount of iodine, you cannot make the correct amount of T3 and T4 actual hormone. So that then leads for you to have hypothyroidism. Not only that, also leads to increased cholesterol levels. You can get a goiter. A lot of fertility issues have to do with actual iodine deficiency. And also infant mortality is also directly related to a decrease in iodine. Lastly, fibrocystic breast disease and then breast cancer. Fibrocystic breast disease is almost a precursor to potential breast cancer likelihood in the future. What is that for ladies? Your breasts get, you know, during the time of the month, you know, menstrual cycle, the breasts get these cysts that are actually pretty hard and painful, et cetera. They get bigger and then they get smaller, et cetera. So that is an actual issue that, you know, that is actually directly tied to the iodine levels in people's blood. And obviously that then turn leading to the T3, T4 hormone that is made in the thyroid to be in decrease. So some of the symptoms that people have, and before I go on break here, some of the symptoms that are related to iodine deficiency. So number one, these are clinical signs. This is like studied clinical trials and clinical research, you know, published. It says the following. Clinical signs and symptoms of iodine deficiency include depression, difficulty losing weight, dry skin, headaches, fatigue, memory problems, menstrual problems, hyperlipidemia, meaning that you have too many lipids in your blood, recurrent infections, sensitivity to cold, cold hands and feet, brain fog, thinning of hair, constipation, shortness of breath, impaired kidney function, muscle weakness, and joint stiffness. You're like, Dr. Juan, that sounds like an end-all be-all. The thing is that the thyroid and the iodine, thyroid hormone and iodine are literally deeply embedded in a lot of processes in the body. So it is very important that you are getting enough iodine in your diet. And this is what I'm going to help you do by exposing you to some of the foods that you should be consuming in your diet. You know, and once again, you have plenty of iodine out there, which, but the thing is that many people are not getting it in their bodies and because they don't know what to take and what to eat. So iodine levels have decreased by 50% in the last 30 years. That's like literally, once again, that stat is just astonishing to me because some of the things that I'm going to go over are very easy to do. But the problem is this. It's not just the iodine that's decreasing. It's other things that are increasing that are not allowing you to absorb the iodine properly. And I'm going to be talking about that once I come back home from break. You got to take a quick break here. You're listening to Living the Full Life on 1290, 95.7 WHIO, Dave Zizun Talk.
It's our Ask the Expert weekend on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic. 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk.
Welcome back. I'm Dr. Juan Fernandez, and this is Living the Full Life, where we talk about your health and how to achieve it to the fullest. As always, I want to remind you, you can find us on Facebook at Full Life Chiropractic. You can find us on the internet at AskDrJuan.com. That's AskDrJuan.com. You can find us on podcasts via iTunes by searching Living the Full Life with Dr. Juan. You can download this radio show along with all the other over 100 shows we've done in the past few years. And you can download any topic that I've spoke about here in the past, and you can download that and listen to it at your leisure, take notes, implement those things. So it's a really good book of knowledge for you guys to be able to get back to some of that information that I talked about in the past. So I want to welcome you back. As always, you can find us all those places, but you can also call our office or text at 937-552-7364. Leave a voicemail by pressing option 2, or you can just simply text whatever is that you need from our office, and we'll be more than happy and glad to help you. So, risk factors that are linked to iodine deficiency. We've been talking about iodine for those of you just joining us, getting in the car right now. Iodine deficiency. So, some of the risk factors that actually, you know, can be causing you to have the iodine deficiency are the following. Number one, you can take in too little iodine in your diet, okay? A selenium deficiency also can cause lower iodine levels, and I'm going to talk about that more in the next segment, but selenium being low does not allow you to obviously do proper absorption, et cetera, of iodine. Other things like being pregnant because you're developing a child, so your iodine levels are decreasing because you're giving some of it to your offspring, which makes sense. Tobacco smoke actually reduces your iodine levels, which is not good. Fluorinated and chlorinated water. So if you're on city water and you don't filter your water at all that comes out of your faucet and you just kind of drink it, et cetera, that actually fluorination and chlorination not only leads to a deficiency in iodine because of the competition of, you know, fluoride and chloride. And, you know, the body uses iodine to detox as well. So more on that here in a little while. But nonetheless, if you're drinking just straight up tap water as it comes and you drink it and you don't really care, not only fluoride has been proven and shown that is a neurotoxin. And I know, of course, there's many opinions out there. Some dentists, you know, say that it's absolutely okay. Some dentists out there say that it's not okay. So nonetheless, they know a lot more about fluoride than I do, but I can tell you this, if there's dentists out there, there's plenty, thousands of them that don't agree with utilizing it, you know, not even for teeth health, that you can go about it other ways, and it's in your water, it's obviously an issue. So as a neurotoxin, you can look it up, plenty of research out there talking about. But number two, chlorinated water. Chlorine, of course, yes, of course, I get it. You know, I'd rather have the chlorine and what it does to my body over time than have the disease that can, you know, blah, whatever. But the thing is this, though. There's reverse osmosis systems. There's a bunch of different things that you can use to, you know, to clean your water. But chlorination actually hardens your arteries, and it causes scarring of the inside of your arteries, and that causes you to develop atherosclerosis, which then hardens your arteries even more, and then now you are at a risk of stroke, heart disease, you know, high blood pressure, heart attack, etc. So very, very bad for you to be consuming just straight up chlorinated water that comes out of your faucet. So I highly recommend you filter your water for those things, and also then in turn your iodine levels will go up naturally. So I gotta take a quick break here. You're listening to Living the Full Life on 1290 95.7 WHIO, the in-season talk.
This is WHIO's Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, this is Rush Limbaugh. This is my home in the Miami Valley.
Dayton is our number one priority. You know that. And as news breaks, we'll break in anytime. 1290, 95.7,
WHIO.
It's our Ask the Expert weekend on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic. 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's news and talk.
Welcome back. I'm Dr. Juan Fernandez, and this is Living the Full Life, where we talk about your health and how to achieve it to the fullest. Always want to remind you, you can call our office at 937-552-7364. You can text our office also at the same number. If you call and you want to leave a voicemail, as it is the holiday weekend, you can press option 2 and leave a voicemail. If you want to text, text 937-552-7364. We do have a dinner coming up on December 7th. At Basil's in Troy. Why do we do dinners? Yeah, of course, there's, you know, limited seating, all social distancing guidelines, etc. But why do we have a dinner? We have a dinner because we want to educate you about what it is that we do in our office. Of course, some of you are okay just listening to the radio show and getting some information that way. You live too far, et cetera, et cetera. And that's okay. Some of you, though, are kind of like wondering, like, you know, should I go see this guy? Like, what is it that he does different, et cetera. And definitely, yeah, we do a lot of the things different. And if you've been listening for the past few weeks, you know, we teach our patients the five essentials. We talk about nutrition, detoxification, which many people don't even know what that is and how to do it properly and safely. It's not just a colonic for you to go to the bathroom a bunch of times, but there's a lot of different components that we teach in our office. It's not just about adjusting the spine chiropractically and allowing your body to function, which is absolutely important, the most important thing we do in our office, but it's how to support your body different ways by obviously feeding it the right things, getting rid of the wrong things, keeping a healthy mindset, and exercising and doing all that well so your body can function. So if something that you're interested in finding out more about, you're more than welcome to text DINNER to 937-552-7364. You can come by yourself. You can come up with up to four guests with you, so five of you total, and come and listen to what we do in our office. And if it makes sense to you, you'd set up an appointment. If it does not make sense to you, you can leave there with a belly full of food. And then, of course, if you ever change your mind, you can come in the future to our office. But nonetheless, once again, December 7th, 6:30 p.m., Bezos and Troy, our last dinner of the year. So we're excited to be ending this year. And we're going to be talking about where to get health and healing naturally without drugs and surgery. And it's not out of a bottle, lotion or potion. It's within your body, and how to unleash that power so you can be who God's called you to be. So if you're interested in that, text that number. Welcome back. Talking about iodine deficiency, the thyroid and thyroid function, but really focusing on iodine as it is a mineral, trace mineral is important for your body to function at 100% and heal at 100%. So nine benefits of iodine. Controls metabolic rate, maintains optimal energy levels, prevents certain types of cancers or kinds of cancers, removes toxic chemicals. It also boosts your immune system. It forms healthy and shiny skin, prevents enlarged thyroid gland, and prevents impaired development and growth in children. There are different actual levels of iodine you should have from different age categories as far as the daily intake. So there are out there. You can find those out. But generally speaking, it's a trace amount for little kids all the way up to, you know, a pretty decent amount for a woman who is pregnant or breastfeeding. But more importantly than that, I want to talk about the foods that actually have, you know, a good amount of iodine. And one of the biggest cultures that has a really, really good number of iodine in their blood naturally is the Japanese culture. And this is where I was reading a book about this. This book talks about the Japanese culture, how the reduced rate of, you know, heart disease, cancer, obesity, et cetera, et cetera. The Japanese culture, if I'm not mistaken, they consume, I want to say, like 15 to 20 times more the amount of iodine that we do here in America. So the reality is that there's a correlation between that. And studies have been taken, have been done, and it shows that the serum level, the level of iodine in their blood, you know, is a lot higher than Americans. And also, secondly, the serum level, not only the serum level, but the level of T3, T4 hormone is more in par with a normal healthy level of that those hormones. So it has to do something with what you put in your body. So that's why I'm talking about the amount of, you know, the amount of actual iodine per, you know, different food product that I'm going to discuss here, because these different foods and, you know, food products are actually very rich in iodine, and you can consume them every day. You can consume them every other day. They're going to help you level off those levels of iodine, which once again, in turn, will help your body create the proper amount of T3, T4 hormone, which then in turn allows you to function optimally and be able to heal. So top foods that are actually high in iodine. Number one, seaweed. Why was I talking about the Japanese culture? Because they eat sushi, right? Sushi is wrapped in seaweed. So that seaweed contains a really high level of iodine. anywhere from 11% to a 1,989% daily value. So it can have literally, 16 to 2,984 micrograms of iodine. So cod, also 99 micrograms of actual, iodine. That's in about a 3-ounce piece of cod, baked cod or, cod, however you like to eat it, fish. Cranberries, 1 ounce of cranberries, 90 micrograms of iodine. Plain, low-fat yogurt. You can get full fat. It's actually better. Just a good amount of good quality fat, especially grass-fed. As always, anything you consume from a cow, cheese, milk, yogurt, etc. Make sure it's whole milk, full fat, preferably raw, not actually pasteurized. Nonetheless, any of those would be obviously, best thing is to have your own cow, milk it, and drink your own cow, your cow's milk. But obviously, that's super hard to do. But if you want to increase, your iodine levels and you love yogurt, that would be a really, really good thing that you can consume. Once again, yogurt, 75 micrograms in one cup. Baked potatoes, 60 micrograms. Raw milk, 56 micrograms. And of course, there's legalities in different states. I know our state, I believe there is a legality behind consuming raw milk or buying it for consumption for you as a human. So there's plenty of places you can get it outside of the state, et cetera, et cetera. So you can do your own research there. Shrimp, 3 ounces, has 35 micrograms. Navy beans, half a cup, 32 micrograms. Eggs, one large egg, 24 micrograms. So you can literally get like 100 micrograms of, actual iodine by eating 4 eggs, for example, nearly 100. Dry prunes, 13 micrograms. So there's a lot of different ways for you to increase your actual iodine levels without actually having to supplement. And that's the thing. Like, some of you are like, I don't want to have to buy another supplement, Dr. Juan. I'm like, I get it for sure. Like, I take plenty of supplements and it is, yes, it's expensive, it's time consuming, et cetera, but have you considered the amount of money you're going to spend on the drugs you're going to take for the diseases you never prevented by taking your vitamins? I tell you that the drugs are way more expensive than the vitamins any day of the week, unless you're taking like some super expensive, insanely overpriced, insanely high quality vitamins and minerals that, there's not very much of, very high demand. So that's the only way that I can see you spending thousands and thousands of dollars. But nonetheless, vitamins and minerals is what you take now. Unless you don't want to do that, then you'll just take drugs and surgery later. So it's entirely up to you. Whichever one is the best investment for you and your household, you do. But nonetheless, 6 possible risk factors linked to iodine deficiency. So, excuse me. So these actual, that I talked about a little bit ago regarding why iodine levels drop, I'm going to go in a little bit more detail. So low dietary iodine. So sometimes the reason why you actually have low iodine is because you're not getting it enough in your diet. And it's typically like sometimes not your fault. Some places like the Alps, for example, have a lower, lower soil actual amounts of iodine. So the soils are deficient in iodine, which leads to the actual livestock that eats that, food off the ground and the people that grow their crops in the ground. The iodine is a trace mineral once again. So like fruits and vegetables actually consume it as they're growing, and then you consume that and then you get it in your body. So that's one of the number one ways. Of course, pretty self-explanatory. Selenium deficiency. So what happens is this. One of the most serious actual problems when it comes to iodine and selenium deficiency arises in the formation of a goiter. And a goiter of your thyroid, meaning that the thyroid is actually enlarged because it's trying to actually suck in as much iodine as possible from the blood as it passes by. So that's why you get a goiter. So obviously we've seen some people with, enlarged thyroids, etc. But the reason why selenium is important is because selenium actually recycles iodine. And if your selenium levels are low, your actual body will have a hard time producing the proper amount of thyroid hormone because it doesn't have. So think about it this way. You don't consume enough of it in your diet. You have an actual recycling system in your body that is powered by selenium. But if your selenium levels are low, you cannot recycle the little bit of iodine you have. It gets, spewed out while your body's detoxing, or it gets challenged by chlorine and fluoride, etc. Now you have a decrease in iodine, which means a decrease in T3, T4 thyroid hormone, which then means that you have all the symptoms we talked about earlier, dry skin, depression, infertility, breast cancer, etc. So selenium is pretty important. Very, very important. So once again, you want to consume foods that have not only selenium, but also iodine, but also make sure your multivitamin, anything you're taking, is literally, good amounts of both of these minerals in them, so your body can actually utilize that properly and do the proper creation of the thyroid hormones that we've been talking about. Pregnancy. So whenever you have a pregnant lady, you can ask her, do you feel like you're eating for one or for two? Of course, you feel like you're eating for two because the reality is that you are. Your body's feeding not only you, but also the offspring and also the process of growing a human being, right? So what happens is that if a mommy is developing a baby while she's pregnant, she is passing a lot of the actual potassium iodine to the baby through the umbilical cord, etc., right? So you want to consume actual supplementation of iodine because you're giving enough to the baby for the formation of bones, development of brain, spinal cord, etc., etc. So you, the mom, can become deficient. So potassium iodine is the preferred form to be actually taken when it comes to actual supplementation during pregnancy for iodine. Okay, so pretty important that if pregnant, not only pregnant, but also breastfeeding as well, because breastfeeding, you're creating that food and that's coming out of your body, so that you want that. And then secondly, too, you want the baby to have that. The baby has that, and the baby actually then is able to develop all the proper organs properly and grow as healthy as possible. So tobacco smoke, before I go on break, obviously this depletes iodine, and I guess literally, tobacco smoke is bad for you. If you smoke it, you're going to deplete your iodine levels. I'm not even going to go through the science and how it works. It's just, you shouldn't do that. Of course, if you're addicted, get help, right? But nonetheless, it literally competes with, because of the toxins in tobacco as you smoke it, compete with iodine, and then your body depletes it, basically. So I got to take a quick break here. You're listening to Living the Full Life on 1290, 95.7 WHIO, Dave's News and Talk.
It's our Ask the Expert weekend on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic. 1290 and 95.7 WHIO, Dayton's News and Talk.
Welcome back. I'm Dr. Juan Fernandez, and this is Living the Full Life, where we talk about your health and how to achieve it to the fullest. As always, you can find us on Facebook at Full Life Chiropractic. You can search for Living the Full Life on podcast. Download this show or any other show we covered in the past. You can call our office at 937-552-7364. Press option 2, leave a voicemail, as it is the holiday weekend. Or secondly, you can just text new patient if you want a new patient appointment. Discount for those of you who listen to the show. $130 in examination and x-ray, discounted down to just $52. Or you can come to the dinner and find out a little bit more about our office and understand the value behind that $52 and what you actually get. Put it in perspective just really quickly. If you got the same exact examination and testing that we do in our office at a hospital, it will cost you anywhere from $2,000 to $3,000, possibly all the way up to $3,700. So nonetheless, if you are interested in doing something different about your health, more than welcome to call our office or come to the dinner. Once again, dinner December 7th, 6:30 p.m. at Basil's in Troy. An opportunity for you to find out what it is that we do. understand how we do it, free dinner, and understand where true health and healing comes from and how to achieve it naturally. So more than welcome to sign up for that. Be sure to call our office or text dinner to 937-552-7364. So last few things here before we go off for the rest of the weekend and you guys continue to enjoy your families and just the rest and relaxation and gratitude that we're supposed to be reflecting upon the beautiful Thanksgiving celebration we just celebrated a few days ago. But nonetheless, you know, right here, it's another thing that actually depletes your iodine levels. So fluorinated and chlorinated water. The reason why is the actual fluoride and chlorine are toxic to the body, number one. So iodine helps with detoxification. But number two, both of those chemicals inhibit the absorption of iodine. So you could be very well getting a really good amount of iodine in your diet, but because of the actual amount of chlorine and fluoride in your water, you then actually have a decreased amount of iodine. So now you're like, wait a minute, that's crazy. So you can actually be causing, unbeknownst to you, hypothyroidism by the water you're drinking simply. Some of you have hypothyroidism. You have no idea where it comes from. You do everything right for the most part. But the only thing is like, oh, I just drink tap water and it's pretty clean. I live in a decent area. And yeah, sure. But the chemicals in the water are actually preventing you from absorbing the iodine, which is actually creating an issue in your body known as hypothyroidism. So pretty important that you would look into your water source or filter it to be safe rather than sorry. So I would say that probably one of the easiest things you can do is actually clean up your water so then your body can actually function better when it comes to iodine and T3, T4 hormone production from the thyroid so your body can function and heal at 100%. So if you're consuming water that's from the tap and you have low levels of T3, T4, and you have hypothyroidism, chances are you're creating an iodine deficiency because of the water you're drinking and the chemicals inside of it. So, folks, I am out of time. That was the last tip. So, of course, eat the foods that we talked about. You know, minimize some of these things that you can do in your control. Of course, supplementation with iodine would not be a bad idea. We want to make sure you research. I would highly recommend just getting it from your diet initially. It is the best, most safest way. Other than that, you can supplement. You just got to find a really good quality supplement. So, folks, I hope you guys have a blessed weekend. Enjoy your families. Enjoy this time together. Thanks so much for listening. You're listening to Living the Full Life on 1290, 95.7 WHIO, Dave's News and Talk.